This is JIS News. Coming up, PIOJ records 8.2% reduction in murder rate. Jamaica to benefit from regional project to boost value-added products from tubers and routes. And JUTC addresses emission from its buses. The news in detail after the break.
Jamaicans from all walks of life,
we must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
Today.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Now the news. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting that the murder rate has decreased by 8.2% for the January to June 2014 period. PIOJ's Deputy Director General Richard Lumsden says the rate declined to 18.2 per 100,000 of the population, down from 19.9 for the corresponding period in 2013. Mr. Lumsden says the rate of Category 1 crimes, including shooting, rape and robbery, declined by 10.3% for the period under review relative to the corresponding period last year.
A total of 161 Category 1 crimes per 100,000 population were committed over the period January to June 2014. The decline from 180 per 100,000 population over the similar period in 2013. These figures continue the downward trend in overall crime rates that began in June of 2010 for a fourth consecutive year.
Mr. Lumsden was speaking at the PIOJ's quarterly media briefing in New Kingston Wednesday. Jamaica is to benefit from a regional project aimed at increasing the number of value-added products that can be derived from roots and tubers. Dubbed the Developing Capacity to Analyze and Strengthen Root and Tuber Value Chains in the Caribbean Region for Improved Food Security, the project seeks to boost domestic consumption of these products as well as exports. The objective is to improve farmers' earnings and promote food security. The initiative was developed through a joint partnership between the Caribbean Agricultural Research and Development Institute, CARDI, and the Technical Center for Agricultural and Rural Cooperation. The project will be piloted in six Caribbean countries: Jamaica, Barbados, Dominica, St. Kitts, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Trinidad and Tobago. A series of activities is being held in participating countries to kickstart the program. Deputy Managing Director Operations at the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, Kirk Finnegan, says work is being done to address the troublesome emissions from some of his buses. He says the problem is a direct result of the high sulfur diesel that was previously used in the buses.
We had taken steps to use a different type of fuel in our buses. That we started November 1, 2013, and that has been doing pretty well.
Mr. Finnegan was speaking at a recent GIS think tank session. He adds that the company is presently undertaking a replacement program to change some of the engine components of buses that suffered damage due to the use of the high sulfur diesel. The JUTC is also expecting a shipment of fuel injectors that, once inserted in the units, will alleviate the current emissions. The problem has been addressed in 33 buses to date, with a similar number left to be repaired. And the Ministry of Education is planning to put a cap on the amount of electricity supplied to schools. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean says the cap is one of several measures being implemented to help schools better manage their use of electricity. The move is also geared towards preventing a repeat of the situation which occurred in July, where several schools were threatened with disconnection by the Jamaica Public Service due to overdue electricity bills.
We will be doing an analysis over the last 6 months of all the schools to see what their usage has been, and we are going to be putting a cap on the usage based on their needs, and we will be monitoring this along with the support that will be provided for energy conservation programs.
Dr. McLean adds that as of this month, the ministry has paid all outstanding sums owed to the Jamaica Public Service by schools. She was speaking at a recent GIS think tank session. That was the GIS News. I'm Anthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.